Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. With us today is Janae McNally, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
We hear all the time in the news about identity theft and how it can be so damaging to people. You have a program, I guess, coming up that you'd like to maybe put a plug in for today.
I'm going to do a program here on identity theft and scams, and it seems like anytime I might happen to turn on the radio or turn on the news at home, it seems like identity theft and scams is always being talked about in the news, and it's really become prevalent in the last few years. According to the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, in 2020, there were 1.4 million reports of identity theft, doubling the number from 2019 and amounting to $15.1 billion in monetary losses that had happened over that year. Today, there are a wide variety of large businesses that have been developed to lurk on people who have assets. Since we've had more technology all the time coming on, has really opened those avenues for people with bad intentions to steal our identity and coax us into a scam simply by gathering personal information from an email or financial institution that we might have transactions with. It knows no stranger, youth included. So a lot of it stems around technology and new approaches that scammers are especially grabbing onto in order to prey on these individuals. Some common warning signs or illegal activity include emails, phone calls that request such personal information as social security number, bank account number, credit cards, or anything of the similar. Another big red flag is if someone contacts you without making an initial contact and tells you that something needs to be done immediately, or someone calls from Social Security needing your personal information, or the IRS with threats of arresting if outstanding taxes aren't paid. Always remember, the IRS will only contact you with a notice through the mail. So if someone calls you and says that, that's a scam, just hang up. Another one is someone on the outside who really doesn't know what's going on in your life or in your home. For them to come along and say that something is wrong and needs attention immediately, those are things you need to step back and think about, or honestly just hang up if you're on the phone. Some professional scammers often seek opportunities when people are maybe feeling a little unsettled. During the recent pandemic that we've had, after the natural disasters, or even after the passing of a friend or loved one, they prey on our vulnerabilities. So it's important for you to have a great relationship, again, with your family members or a good friend so that you can trust each other. Check in with them, be aware of what's going on in their lives, and know what information they're giving to others. If something does go wrong, support them. And always a good rule of thumb with the policy is that you never make money decisions over the telephone or through an initial email. Give yourself some time to step back, do some research, and maybe ask a friend or family member about what you're considering. And always remember that if something sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. So if you would like more information on scams or other financial information, feel free to always contact me at jmcnally@ksu.edu or at 785-828-4438.
All right, Janae, thank you very much. That's great information. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.